आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सरबजीत कौर। द हेडलाइंस। सेकेंड इंडिया सिंगापुर मिनिस्टीरियल राउंड टेबल टू बी हेल्ड इन सिंगापुर टुडे। फोर यूनियन मिनिस्टर्स निर्मला सीतारामन, पीयूष गोयल, एस जयशंकर एंड अश्विनी वैष्णव टू रिप्रेजेंट इंडिया एट द मीट। महाराष्ट्र कैबिनेट अप्रूव्स रिवाइज्ड नेशनल पेंशन स्कीम फॉर स्टेट गवर्नमेंट एम्प्लॉयीज ऑन लाइन्स ऑफ सेंटर्स यूनिफाइड पेंशन स्कीम। फेस्टिवल ऑफ जन्माष्टमी बींग सेलिब्रेटेड अक्रॉस द कंट्री टुडे। IMD warns of heavy rain in Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Gujarat, Maharashtra and Goa during next 3 days. India's men's team to take on Bangladesh in semi-finals of SAF Under-20 Championship in Kathmandu today. And US Open Tennis Tournament 2024 to begin today in New York. And now the news in detail. The second India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable, ISMR, aimed at further strengthening trade and economic ties between the two countries, will be held in Singapore today. Four Union Ministers, Nirmala Sitharaman, Piyush Goyal, S. Jayshankar and Ashwani Vaishnaw, will attend the meet. During their visit, the ministers will interact with their Singaporean counterparts and leadership. A report.
The ISMR is a unique mechanism established to set a new agenda for India-Singapore bilateral relations. Its inaugural meeting was held in New Delhi in September 2022. This second meeting will enable both sides to review various aspects of their strategic partnership and identify new avenues to further elevate and broaden it. Singapore has been a major source of foreign direct investment for India. In 2023-24, Singapore was the largest source of these inflows with $11.77 billion of investment into Indian markets. The cumulative inflow of FDI from Singapore from April 2000 to March 2024 was $159.94 billion. In bilateral trade, Singapore was the sixth largest global trade partner of India in 2023-24. Jigyasa, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Minister for Commerce and Industry, Piyush Goyal, discussed bilateral trade and investment issues with the global business leaders in Singapore yesterday. In a statement, Ministry of Commerce and Industry said, during the meeting, key discussions were held to explore and enhance investment opportunities between India and Singapore, focusing on mutual growth and collaboration across diverse sectors. The ministry said that the focus was on exploring investment opportunities in India, leveraging the country's economic growth and fostering collaboration across various sectors. Foreign Affairs Minister of Brazil, Mauro Vieira, arrived in New Delhi yesterday evening on a 4-day visit to India. External Affairs Ministry, MEA, said Foreign Minister Vieira's visit will provide further impetus to the strategic partnership between India and Brazil. External Affairs Minister S. Jayshankar and Mr. Vieira will co-chair the 9th India-Brazil Joint Commission meeting tomorrow. Maharashtra Cabinet, chaired by Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, has approved the implementation of a revised National Pension Scheme, NPS, for state government employees on the lines of the Centre's Unified Pension Scheme, UPS. The revised National Pension Scheme of the state government will be implemented from March 1, 2024. More details from our correspondent.
As per revised National Pension Scheme, the employees will get pension equal to 50% of their last salary plus dearness allowance and 60% of the family pension. Under UPS, employees will get 50% of average of the last 12 months salary. The revised National Pension Scheme of the Maharashtra government will be implemented from 1st March 2024. Employees retired before March 2024 can opt for this revised NPS after refunding 60% of lump sum amount received under NPS to the state government. They will also have to return the pension amount received from the annuity service provider to the Maharashtra government. More than 13 lakh employees are expected to be benefited. Jeevan Bhavsar, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Department of Telecommunications, DOT, has been making all-out efforts to restore telecom services in the flood-hit Tripura. Amid daunting challenges, combined efforts of the telecom service providers, TSPs, including BSNL, Reliance Jio, Airtel and Vodafone have led to the restoration of over 94% of the telecom network in the flood-hit areas in the state. Ministry of Communications in a statement said that this helped in maintaining crucial communication for rescue teams, government officials and the general public. The meeting of the BJP Central Election Committee was held in New Delhi to finalise the names of the candidates for the upcoming assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda, Union Ministers Amit Shah and Jitendra Singh and other senior leaders of the party were present in the meeting. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back to the Morning News. Festival of Janmashtami, which marks the birth of Lord Krishna, is being celebrated across the country today. Devotees throng to temples to offer prayers to Lord Krishna. Mathura and Vrindavan in Uttar Pradesh is fully geared to celebrate the birth of Lord Krishna. Thousands of temples, including Banke Bihari Temple, Prem Mandir, Eskon Temple and Shri Krishna Janmabhumi Temple, have been tastefully decorated in Mathura, the birthplace of Lord Krishna. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have extended greetings to all citizens and Indians living abroad on the occasion of Janmashtami. In her message, the President said that this festival of joy inspires us to dedicate ourselves to the divine ideals of Bhagwan Shri Krishna. She highlighted that the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, the dialogue between Shri Krishna and Arjun, is an eternal source of inspiration and enlightenment for all humanity. In his message, Mr. Dhankar said that Janmashtami is a day of profound spiritual significance that marks the birth of Lord Krishna, who embodies divine love, wisdom and righteousness. Devotees are gathering in huge numbers for the darshan of Lord Krishna on the occasion of Shri Krishna Janmashtami. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his greetings on Janmashtami for everyone. Janmashtami is being celebrated in Gujarat with religious fervour today. The day is celebrated with great exuberance at the most revered Dwarkadish temple in Dwarka and Sri Ranchor Raiji temple in Dhakor and other Lord Krishna temples across the state. We have a report.
Krishna Janmashtami is being celebrated with religious zeal and fervour across the state today. Large number of devotees have gathered at the famous Lord Krishna temples in Dwarka, Dhakor, Shamlaji and Iskon temples to offer their prayers. In Dwarka, the celebrations of Janmashtami began with Mangalarti at the famous Dwarkadish temple in the morning. Lord Dwarkadish temple has been decorated with colourful lights and flowers. On this special occasion, the idol of Lord Krishna will be adorned with diamond and gold studded ornaments and a gaul will be offered various kinds of rajbhogs. Krishna Janmotsav and other rituals will be performed during 12 to 2:30 in the midnight, where devotees will also enact dance and sing devotional songs. A large number of security personnel have been deployed at Dwarka city. Aparna Khund, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
India Meteorological Department, IMD, has warned of heavy rain in Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Gujarat, Maharashtra and Goa during the next 3 days. A depression over northwest Madhya Pradesh and adjoining east Rajasthan has intensified into a deep depression. This system is expected to move west-southwest, affecting south Rajasthan and Gujarat and reaching Saurashtra and Kutch. Another low-pressure area is located over Bangladesh and adjoining Gangetic, West Bengal. It is likely to intensify further and move towards Gangetic West Bengal, North Orissa and Jharkhand over the next 2 days. IMD said heavy to extremely heavy rainfall is expected in West Madhya Pradesh today. Paris Paralympics 2024 is all set to begin from 28th of this month. The 11 days of non-stop sports will begin after a grand opening ceremony on Wednesday and will last till 8th of next month. This time, India is sending its largest contingent ever in the history of games with 84 athletes. In a video message, Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya, extended his best wishes to the Indian contingent and urged citizens to encourage the athletes by raising the slogans of Cheer for Bharat.
पेरिस पैरालंपिक शुरू हो रहा है भारत के अभी तक के सबसे बड़ा दल 84 पैरा जाबाज जो पैरालंपिक में अपना दमखम दिखाएंगे। वक्त है उन्हें प्रेरित करने का, उनका आत्मविश्वास बढ़ाने का। तो इस पैरालंपिक में बढ़ाए उनका हौसला और लगाए नारा चीयर फॉर भारत।
इंसाफ अंडर 20 चैंपियनशिप, India's men's national team will take on Bangladesh in the semi-finals at the ANFA complex in Kathmandu, Nepal today. The match will start at 2:45 p.m. IST. India have had a steady start to the campaign, registering 1-0 victories over Bhutan and the Maldives to book their spot in the semi-finals as Group B toppers. India head coach Ranjan Chaudhary said that Bangladesh are traditionally one of the stronger teams in this competition and we will have to bring our best to the table today. The US Open Tennis Tournament 2024 will kick off in New York today. All eyes will be on Sumit Nagal and Rohan Bopanna as they lead the Indian challenge. Sumit Nagal is set to become the first Indian man since 2019 to compete in the singles event of all four Grand Slam tournaments in a year. Nagal, 72nd in the tennis rankings, reached the second round at the Australian Open before crashing out of the first rounds in the French Open and Wimbledon championships this year. Rohan Bopanna, a two-time Grand Slam champion, and his Australian partner Matthew Ebden have been seeded second in men's doubles behind Marcel Granollers of Spain and Jorge Zabalos of Argentina. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has asked Israel and Hezbollah to immediately de-escalate the situation that is threatening regional security and stability, according to his spokesperson Stefan Zurich. The two sides raised the level of confrontation yesterday, with Israel launching air attacks on Hezbollah targets in Lebanon and the group retaliating with rocket attacks. The Secretary General called for immediate de-escalation and on the parties to urgently and immediately return to a cessation of hostilities and fully implement Resolution 1701 of the Security Council, demanding an end to hostilities in the area. The head of interim government of Bangladesh, Professor Mohammad Yunus, has said that the timing of holding a general election is a matter of political decision and people of Bangladesh will decide how long this interim government will remain in power. He made the comment in a televised address to the nation on Bangladesh television BTV. In a bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, at 9:30 p.m. tonight, we will bring an insightful discussion on significance of eye donation. We will be joined in our studios by Dr. Shikha Jain, Chief Medical Officer, Ophthalmology Department, Dr. Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to ask our experts questions relating to eye donation and eye banking. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Sarabjit. Most newspapers today open with details of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's address at the Lakhpati Didi rally at Jalgaon held yesterday. The Asian age leads with crimes against women a sin, says PM, vows stricter laws. The other story that takes the limelight today is of the border warfare. Israel strikes Lebanon with 100 jets after Hezbollah's missile barrage, writes the Indian Express. Interacting with U.S. defense companies, Rajnath invites American defense companies to set up manufacturing units in India, is the front page headline in the Statesman. Under the caption, Blushing Trees, the Hindu carries a picture of workers harvesting juicy, sun-ripened Kashmiri apples at an orchard in Handwara as the season starts. And finally, the Pioneer talks about the first Moscow International Film Week with Indian flavor. The headline reads, Moscow says, Fir bhi dil hai Hindustani. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Second India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable to be held in Singapore today. Four Union Ministers Nirmala Sitharaman, Piyush Goyal, S. Jayashankar and Ashwini Vaishnaw to represent India at the meet. Maharashtra Cabinet approves revised national pension scheme for state government employees on lines of Centre's unified pension scheme. Festival of Janmashtami being celebrated across the country today. IMD warns of heavy rain in Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Gujarat, Maharashtra and Goa during next 3 days. India's men's team to take on Bangladesh in semi-finals of SAF Under-20 Championship in Kathmandu today. and US Open Tennis Tournament 2024 to begin today in New York. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.